Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the eighth parak of Maseches Shumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, as well as the two Mishnayos that follow, Vav and Zayin, are all about Megula, leaving Mayim Megulim, which we assume leaving liquid exposed exposes it to the possibility that a snake would come and put venom in the liquid, put its poison in the liquid, and therefore it's asur to drink the liquid. So this is in the category of Dvarim HaAsurim Mishum Sakana, things that are not asur because of halachic reasons per se, but they're asur because of sakana, that one is not allowed to put their lives in danger. So says the Mishnah, Yayin shel truma sheniskala, if you have truma wine that became niskala, that became exposed, yishafech, even truma wine you're allowed to spill out. Mishnah Rishona points out that the chiddush of this is ve'in kan mishum ma'abit truma mnesha asur l'shtosa, that normally there's an isser to be ma'abit truma, there's an isser to destroy truma, so spilling it out should be asur, but over here it's not asur because it's asur to drink the truma anyway, so it's not called that you're being ma'abit the truma, so that's why it's different over here that you're allowed to spill it out, and therefore says the Mishnah ve'in sor chlomar shel chulin, certainly if it was chulin wine that was niskala, you'd be allowed to spill it out because there's no, and you'd be obligated to spill it out because there's no isser of ever spilling out chulin wine, but if there's venom in it, you must spill it out. There are three liquids that are subject to this isser of gilui: hamayim, vayayin, vachalav, water, wine, and milk. V'shar kol mashkim mutarim, but all other mashkim are not subject to this isser. Kama yishu v'yu asurin, how long do you have to have left liquid exposed, uncovered, in order to have an isser? Kedei sheyetzei harachash mimakom karo v'yishta, enough time for the rach, the snake, to come out from a close place, get in there, deposit its venom, go back, and without you noticing it. But if you only glanced away for a second and there wasn't enough time for a snake to do this without being caught in the act, then logically you have the right to assume that no snake was there because you didn't see a snake over there. The Bartanur points out that a rachash is a nachash, and he says hanachash ulvisha holichal gechono kare rachash enonirakem halichal kerok. Rachash means like it slithers or shakes around. So since a snake crawls on its belly and it doesn't have feet to walk with, that's why it's called the rachash, because that's a description of the way that it gets around. Now in the Tosfos on Sheshem, in the side of the Yachon Boaz Mishnayos, he points out what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Sim Kuf Tazayin, and that is l'didan ein noheg isser zeh l'fi she'ein hanachashim mitzuyin beinenu, that nowadays we're not noheg this isser at all because we don't have snakes around our houses too much. So if you left some water exposed for a bit and you turned around and you weren't looking at your cup of water the whole time, you're still allowed to come back and finish drinking it. And he says, "Vayin b'pischi tshuvasham shekasav shaba artzos hamarav yesh harbe mekamos tushchichibu nachashim va'akravim v'gam b'Yerushalayim yirakodesh va'agve matzuyim k'tzas v'roy l'kol yorei l'nafshol yizor b'hem." It's interesting, it doesn't say yorei shemayim, yorei l'nafshol. Someone is concerned about his health, you always have to assess the risk in that situation. So if you live in a place where there are a lot of snakes, then you do have to be choshesh. But apparently where the Beis Yosef lived, there weren't so many snakes, and therefore it wasn't something that you had to be concerned with. It is interesting because in that siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufta Zayin, there are things that don't seem to be a threat anymore that we are choshesh for, even though they don't seem to be a threat anymore, and even the Mechaber is choshesh for, like fish and meat together, the Mechaber is choshesh for, that doesn't seem to be a threat anymore. We don't know of any danger that's posed by fish and meat together. So the Achronim work on that issue. Why is it that the Mechaber is willing to say, when it comes to Gilui, you don't have to worry about it anymore because we don't have any snakes? Why doesn't he say, you don't have to worry about fish and meat together because we don't have any disease that we know of that comes from fish and meat? So something Achronim explained, because we never knew exactly what the health risk of fish and meat is, and that could just be our lack of understanding. But when it comes to Gilui, we know exactly what the issue was. The issue was snakes, so it's something that is observable that it is no longer an issue. Whereas, you know, when it comes to fish and meat, I don't know what kind of health danger there is. Maybe the scientists will discover that there taki is such a health danger. So it's not something that's observable, that it's an observable phenomenon that we could say with great confidence that it's no longer there. Mishnah Hay teaches us the following: Shir Hamayim Hamagulim Kadesh Tovid BeHamamara. How much Mayim Hamagulim is going to be a problem if you would lose the venom and you wouldn't be able to spot it anymore? Then it's enough to not be a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer BeKalim Kol Shein, that if it's a Mayim Hamagulim in a kli, no matter how large the kli is, it could be a tanker truck and it would aser the entire thing. But a karkos arbaim saw that if it's in the karka, if the water is in the karka, then it's 40 sa'a worth that's going to be a problem. Any more than 40 sa'a is not going to be a problem. We assume that there's a bittel of the mayim. The Mishnah Rishona points out, but logically, how do I know that there's enough to be mevatel the venom? How do I know how much venom there is? I mean, you're telling me how much water there has to be in order to be mevatel it, but shouldn't that depend on ratio of water to venom? So the Bartanura said that Yodin Hayukama Eres Hanachash Matel B'Pamachas. They knew exactly how much a snake deposits, how much a snake spits out at one time. However, the Mishnah Rishoni points out that Tzarech Lomer Demari Shelo Shoh El Ma'at Kedei Sheyetzei Rach Shemakum Karov Shem Yosem Mizeh Shema Shasa V'Chazer V'Shasa. It must be that you only turned around and didn't pay attention for long enough for the snake to get in once. But if you turned around for long enough for the snake to get in a few different times, so then maybe there are a couple of deposits of venom in the water, and you need twice as much. He says, "Mikol makom lo yitachein dafilu lo shayel kadesh yetsi nechosh dilma shasu shnayim shlosha kachas vein kan shir kadesh tav tzarich lamed lo shchiach." Then he says, "But come to think of it, even if you only turned around for enough time for a snake to get in once, but how do you know that five snakes didn't pop out all at one time and deposit their venom in? So it must be," says the Mishnah Rishon, "that we're not choshesh for that. That while we are choshesh that a snake might have gotten into the water, we don't have to be choshesh that multiple snakes got into the water, and since we don't have to be choshesh for that, that's why we're comfortable giving a particular shear of mayim that will be enough to be mevatel the venom." So to review quickly what we did today, in Mishnah Dalet we learned that if you have mayim megulim or chalav megula or yayin megula, even if it's truma, you got to spill it out because it's dangerous. And the amount of time that it would be megula and be problematic is the amount of time it would take for a snake to get into it and hide back in its hiding place without you seeing it. And then in Mishnah Hay we said, how much water would you need in order to be mevatel the venom? So we said either kadesha tovad, whereas Rabbi Yossi said not kadesha tovad, but if it's in a kli, no matter how much water you have, it's never going to be bottled. But in the karka, because of the coolness of the ground, apparently takes away some of the potency of the venom. So when it comes to the karka, it is 40 sa'a. That if you have 40 sa'a, then we assume that that's enough to be mevatel the venom. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.